Right, I already know it's going to be a difficult one because Gaynor's in a bit of a mood. But before we start, Gaynor, what's this about you being lackadaisical? Words reaching my ears. Is this true?
I've been a little bit slow on things because I've been busy.
Have you?
Yes.
So you haven't been lackadaisical, you've been busy.
Well, yes, but lapsadaisical in my mind.
What was that word?
Lapsadaisical. I lapsed. Yes. No, I lapsed.
That's a new word.
Yes, I just made it.
Ah, right.
It's my word.
It's a good
word.
My
word. I'm good at those. Electronical. Now, that should be in the dictionary, but apparently it's not.
No.
You never heard electronical?
No.
Me and my husband are always arguing about this. It's an electronical gadget.
Right, okay.
Okay? Because that is much more sense than what it's supposed to be, which is electronic, I believe.
Yes.
Not in my world.
And are you one of those people who doesn't say Matalan? You say Matterland?
No, I say Matalan.
Okay. Mm. Other stores are available.
Yeah, no, I'm all right with that. But there are words that shouldn't be words that aren't words, and words that should be words that aren't words, if that makes sense. It does to me.
I did say to everybody it's going to be difficult. I'm confused totally already.
Good.
What are we going to do?
Today we're going to do a very cheap, very quick Chinese to stop people going out and spending too much money.
Okay, brilliant.
Okay.
So is this really cooking on a budget then?
Really cooking on a budget.
What sort of budget?
£5, so what, about...
£5.20, did you say?
£5.20, so whatever that is, divided by four each.
Well, about £1.25-ish.
Yes.
Each.
Yes.
A head.
Per head.
For a substantial Chinese meal.
Yes.
Excellent.
And it's all easy to do, and people walk into the supermarket, see it all, and go, what do I do with that?
Yeah. And it's all cooked in the pan.
£1.
Do you see that? Pan estate. Pan.
Oh, not estate.
Oh, no.
You said estate, didn't you?
Sorry.
You said pan estate, didn't you?
I just said
that. Pan. Pan village.
Pan village.
Pan and Barton together. Pan.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks.
Just got a bit upmarket.
Okay.
Because estate's got the wrong connotations.
Pan village.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can I wear that? See, I told you I was antsy today.
Yeah, you did, sorry.
Women's rights and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, well, don't get on that.
No.
Right, what
we're
doing?
We are
doing...
That's too hot, so I'll turn it down. We're doing chow mein.
Okay.
With turkey and noodles.
Right. So what's the process, Gaynor?
So I have put a bit of olive oil, as in I didn't have much in the bottle, so I sprinkled it in the bottom,
yeah,
and then topped it up with a little bit of marge to make it, because that's all I had.
Okay, so just enough to cover the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And into that I am going to put strips of turkey breast.
Right.
Which I bought at a reputable supermarket this morning.
Yeah.
And for two good size turkey steaks, breast steaks,
yeah,
it was £2.70.
Wow.
So that's how, I see I'm breaking it down today.
Yeah.
So what I'm doing is sizzling that until it seals. If you cut it thinly, it doesn't take very long to cook.
Okay.
So it's thin strips.
And how do you know it's ready?
Because it doesn't look raw anymore.
So it turns white, doesn't it?
Till it turns white, but white all the way through. So yeah. I'm now going to turn that up again so we do it quick. Because this is a really clever method of cooking. Stir fry.
Oh, right. I've never heard of
that. No, I didn't think you had.
No.
Stir fry in a wok, Kevin. This is a wok.
Oh, that's a wok, is it?
This is a wok, yeah.
And you can wok and talk at the same time.
Yeah, and I'm stirring and frying.
Yeah.
All at the same time.
Look at that. On one leg as well, by the looks of it.
I keep getting cramped, so that's why I'm doing that. This is radio. Can we just point out this is radio? You can't see,
no,
right?
Yeah.
When you say things like on one leg, people are then visualising a picture.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is probably wrong.
No, it's right. You are on one leg.
I was on one leg. Yeah. But can I point out at this time, if you've got a visual image of me, I am 5'6". I am 34, 24, 34. I've got very long blonde hair and I look about 21.
Yeah, it's true.
Absolutely
right. Same as me, in fact.
No, see, they've got the wrong idea of you, because really, you're 79 with a long white beard. Right, so that's almost completely chilled.
Yeah.
So to that, I am going to add some stir-fried vegetables. What is this, Kevin?
That is a Mange 2.
It certainly is. What is this, Kevin?
Is that a bit of potato?
That's a bamboo shoot.
Oh, bamboo
shoot. See, failed, so I'm not going to bother going anything. So it's stir-fried vegetables.
So that is from a packet from the supermarket?
Yeah, and that was £1.
Okay.
So wow. So that's £3.70 so far, yeah, we've just spent.
So you keep stirring and frying.
So Stirring and frying, stirring and frying, all the time. Keep it moving so it doesn't stick.
Yeah, you're standing on two legs now.
I am. So. It's a bigger pan, I need to have my weight to hold it down. It's getting heavy. Right, so now at this point, you're just going to have to sing or something while I cook this through.
Why?
Or you could tell us about your play.
No.
Okay.
Oh, well, shall I?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, well, last week we had the launch of my new play, what is called Fresh Start, and it was in Bournemouth. Isn't that exciting?
It should have been on the Isle of Wight, but yeah,
well,
Bournemouth is good.
It's going to be. You right. are really antsy today.
I know. So
yeah,
you've gone abroad.
But it will be on the Isle of
Wight. Hang on, have you gone abroad so if it goes wrong or if it went wrong, you wouldn't have to come here and...
No, I'm just spreading my wings, Gaina.
I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, and it's...
Do I need to get your autograph now?
Yeah, I think you should, actually.
And what is
and
your...
And I think
what
you should probably... Could I get a word in? I think you should probably be nicer to me. Because one day I might be famous.
Well, I was just going to say, actually, right, what I was going to say is, at what point do I need to ask you for your autograph?
Well, when I'm rich and famous, so it could be a long time.
And what is your role in current play?
Well, I wrote it, and I'm directing it, and producing it, and doing backstage, and carrying all the set in the back of my car. And we're going on a bit of a tour. So,
how far are you touring?
Well, we're going to New Milton, we're going to Hedge End, Southampton and Portsmouth.
Wowza!
All in March.
Fabulous.
And then I'm hoping that maybe in September, October time, we can do it on the Isle of Wight. And it's raising funds for domestic abuse victims and action to support them. So that's why I'm doing it.
Well, I think you're brilliant, and I think it's really good that I interrupted what I'm doing to make sure you said all that.
Thanks, Gaina. Yeah, thanks.
And if you're in Hedge End, my son lives in Portswood, so I'll get him to go.
Yeah, you should.
Because that's not too far away.
Because that's March the 9th, we're in Hedge End.
Right.
Right, are you
done? So, I'm done with that stirring. So okay. Now, what I've also done, and this again is going to be seen as cheating, but cheap is cheating. That's fine.
Say that again.
Cheap is cheating.
Cheap is cheating.
You can do cheap.
Right.
And it looks really good and tastes really good. So what I'm doing is putting it in a stir-fry chow mein sauce.
Right.
And this
ready-made supermarket.
Ready-made supermarket. Now, this particular one is a name brand, and it was 50p.
Wow.
But they didn't have it actually in stock. The actual supermarket own brand, which is what I use at home, is only 39p, essentially.
Crikey.
So there's a big difference, but I'm using two of those.
So
they were 50p each, so that's a pound. So we're at 4.70 we're at.
So it's not different flavours, it's the
same
flavour.
It's the same flavour, this is chow mein.
So two of those for a family of four.
Yep.
Half it for a family of two.
Yep. The only trouble with these sachet things...
Yeah.
Is they're really awkward to get every bit out and you want to just...
Yeah, well, you're,
cut them open and...
you're a good example though of how to extract every ounce.
Well,
from
yeah,
a
roll
packet.
It up like it's a tube of tooth.
Yes.
So you stir all that in.
It's looking good.
It smells amazing.
I know.
But I have to say, the supermarket own brand version that's 39p does taste as good as the name brand. So.
Okay.
Now to that, I'm adding straight to wok noodles.
Straight to wok noodles.
Which are wet, gooey and sticky and
so
stretchy.
Looking at the packet, that's 300 grams of egg noodles.
And I think these were 50p.
Wow.
And okay. They cook with under 5 minutes. So right. How many minutes have we got left?
Well, we've been going... Oh no, you're under starter's orders.
Am
now.
I now?
Yeah.
So this, when you stir this, you bring the stuff from the bottom and put it to the top.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
It, like in a folding motion, otherwise you don't get all the noodles spread through.
So you want to get the flavour into the noodles.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's and a good word, isn't it? Noodles.
Noodles, is it?
Noodles. I wonder who invented that word.
Well, it wasn't me, because I just invent words like electronical.
Yeah.
It might have been a Chinese person.
Could have been.
Because they're Chinese, aren't they?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I should imagine it was... He was just sitting there and he went, oh, I'll stretch this egg dough. And, oh, look, I'm going to call that a noodle.
Yeah, as opposed
or,
to a stringy thing.
He might have sat there and gone...
Or she.
Scratched his head and he went, oh, I'll have to think with my noodle for this. That'll do.
Ah, got you. Mm. Hey, I like it. Could you do it with rice? No, you can't, because you can't stir fry rice, can you?
Not really.
No.
And it's a noodle dish. So if you're making a noodle dish and you use rice, you're not making a noodle dish.
So that was a great question, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah.
From you. Yeah. It was a very good
question. I'm really embarrassed now. Thanks for drawing attention to it.
It's all right. I have been trying to draw my attention to you all the time anyway, to get away from you drawing it to me. That makes sense.
Oh, look. It's the school run outside.
It's school run outside, yeah. Right, so there you go. That is done.
Brilliant.
It is. Right, just to check it's done.
What
do
you do?
Take your turkey.
Take your turkey.
And put a knife through it. And if it's cooked all the way through, like that one is.
Yeah.
You know it's cooked all the way through.
Fantastic.
Always check before you serve, because you don't want to poison anyone.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, I got it.
And then I put that into a serving bowl.
For me to eat?
For you to eat.
Are you going to try some as well?
Not at the minute, because I've just had an egg sandwich.
Okay.
But bear with me 2 seconds.
Where are you going, Gaynor?
Right, you ready?
No, I can't.
Yeah, you can.
No, no.
Yeah, you
no,
can.
No, you have to be smaller than that.
That's good.
I've only got a little
blow,
gulp.
Blow, blow. Love it. Stitch up Kevin on the radio.
Yeah, I should say that was horrible, because you really set me up then.
I did.
Yeah, I've probably got chow mein dribbling all down my
shirt.
You haven't,
you're very clean.
Thanks very
much. You're obviously not as old as I thought you were.
That's lovely, Gaynor.
Isn't it nice?
Oh, it's beautiful. So that's £5.
Yeah.
Family of four.
Yeah.
In what, 10?
10 minutes.
10 minutes? Amazing.
Yeah. And you couldn't even order a Chinese that quick, could you?
You couldn't. You couldn't?
No.
Okay. Well, Gaynor, I suppose I'd better leave you, because I've got the small portion and you've got a panful to eat.
Because I've got a queue outside waiting to come in.
Yeah,
I'm doing stir fry.
I know. Oh, thanks, Gaynor.
Yeah, another surprise next week.
Yeah. Well, it's always a surprise. See you next week.
See you next week.